Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa.
Boosie.
We back in the building, y'all.
I'ma send this out to all the doing 30 and 40 years, life sentence. Fighting life sentence. Fighting life sentence.
Hey.
I'ma send this out to that woman with HIV trying to make it, you know?
Yeah.
For that shooting that ball, trying to go to the league, you know?
Oh,
hope you make it. For my black sisters who have it hard, trying to find rides for her kids right now. Her baby daddy on the bed right now.
Allah.
I hope your days are filled with laughter. No tears,
no
out.
Tears out.
I pray your man and learn some sense. All them years captured. Jump off the gym. This is new. He touched the shot clock. But his friends thugs with his thugs. Be his shot block. He cooked the rock pot. I hope your friend solid and still. I pray forgiveness for all the real. If you listen, I hope you make it through the struggle.
Pray for you.
No one love. I woke up early, God, praying for you. I hope you make it through the hard time. We gave
baby
you
girl,
time.
I woke up early, cause
praying for you.
Baby girl,
I hope you make it through that pregnancy, through that car wreck, that fucked up your face, your feet, change your life, made your leave. Single mom, I hope you make it through this drama and what this world got coming. It's hard to live by the rules when your little girl got nothing. Struck. Facing life in 40 years for being loyal to his peers. He'll get out and get to the beer. He need a lawyer,
don't need a lawyer.
She's just 16, she got two kids. Mama don't wanna watch her kids. You tell her you love her, you got her. She need a father.
I hope you make it through the struggle.
No one knew.
Big love, I woke up early.
I'm praying for you.
I hope you make it
through the hard time. We gave
your smile.
God got plans for you. Do your time. I
hope
pray your time get easy. After 3 or 4 years, I pray your trigger get easy. After 3 or 4 keys, pray for that playground.
Nobody.
Pray for that playground. Your body. Pray they don't lay down your body. It ain't safe in your project. I pray they cut my taxes down. Don't bring a rat around. I pray for freedom for all the real new. PG go walk it down. I pray the rat stop talking now. Pray he don't leave it at the house. Murder one hits the law. He's sniffing soft now.
I hope you make it through the struggle.
I had to throw one back for you.
Make it all night.
I got a prayer for you.
I love you.
Hope you make it through the hard times. We
no need to have a old lady. She ain't gon' grind with you.
I hope y'all make it.
Yeah, I hope everybody's
doing
better.
I hope
today.
You make it.
No hating me.
Going through the hard times. Yeah. Don't need love. Don't praying for you. Hope you make it. Hope you make it. Make it. Yeah. Hope you really make it. Yeah. Hope you really make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I hope you make it.
Whoa, whoa. Hey, y'all, this OG handling that business. Y'all know what it is, man. The move is 720. We doing this again like we always do. Y'all got to excuse me. Y'all know it's game day. So y'all already know how that go, man. Guys going to be turned up and doing their thing or whatever. But we're going to get ready to get into the show, man. Shay is going to be a situation with Shay not being on board today. She's really kind of sick, man, you know. So we'll kind of pray for her, man. I hope she gets well soon. Knowing her, she might still try to come in. So, you know, this is hope and pray everything works out well with her. Moving on, man. We got some guys on the show today. Brother Kruger and Shady we're going to bring on, man. And let them shed some light on the listeners and everybody that's tuned in. Man, this is a blessing. Once again, I want to apologize for the noise. I want y'all to understand, man. You know, these guys, you know, they turned up, man. It's football season, so y'all know how they go. Well, we got some things that we want to cover today. This is the jump-off show, the beginning of something we look forward to being great and special. This show was created to give us a platform to get those guys who don't have a voice, to give us an opportunity to let the people know on the outside what we're going through on the inside. I speak for those guys on the inside, and I really have a responsibility that I place upon myself to make sure that their voice be heard. I have some guys on board with me today that feel the same way. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for any type of help. I'm thankful for anybody that feel the same way about bringing about change. We're hoping that we can reach and teach y'all tonight. We appreciate y'all for calling in and being on board. So we're going to start off with the word accountability. I want to give y'all this word for a reason, because at the end of what I have to say, there's something that I want to bring to the light. First and foremost, this show is really targeted towards majority, I say, fighting against the atrocities that go on within MDLC. Although we extend our help and assistance to the community on the outside, we also want to make sure that it is known that our focus, first and foremost, is ensuring that those guys on the inside have a voice and the things that they're going through is being made known. So with that being said, we want to bring an understanding to the table right now at the beginning of the show. Those guys on the inside are suffering. They're going through inhumane conditions and all type of illegalities that they shouldn't be going through day in and day out. And I speak on the behalf of these guys, and I feel like attention needs to be drawn to this. A lot of attention. And this is our platform. This is what we get people to listen to what we have placed on the table. Each show, we're going to provide you with different subjects and topics that we discuss and provide intel on to try to shed light and enlightenment to the listeners, to let them know that we're trying to show y'all we really care about what you know, and the things that you don't know can be the things that can affect you. There's a lot of people on the outside that don't know what goes on the inside, and because of that, the guys on the inside don't have enough help. They don't have enough assistance. They don't have enough people that's going to stand firm and stand on their behalf and say, look, this is not right. If y'all been paying attention, there was an article that came out in a newspaper called Mississippi Today, and there was a writer by the name of Michelle Luke, and she did a great story on that. But I want y'all to understand that words within themselves play a major part in communication. Without words, you know, there's ways you can do sign language and things like that, but now you're still spelling words. Words is the foundation of communication. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't pay attention to what you read, your understanding will not be that of which it should be. And you will miss the point. You will actually miss the point. That's why we stress reading and understanding what you read a lot on this show, because in order for you to be able to be in a position to teach or reach, you have to understand what you know. You know what I'm saying? You have to put yourself in a position to make other people understand what you are trying to say. Words play a major part in conversation. They're very powerful. Okay, the word accountability. Basically, it's responsibility. It's the fact or condition of being accountable. Synonyms are liability, answerability, and responsibility again. I want y'all to keep in mind that word accountability, the word movement also, moving forward. In this article was an article I want you to understand. It was an article of reform. Reform being a word that's defined as making changes in order to improve. And the synonyms will be to improve, better, make better, and refine. This article itself was an article of reformation, I say. And it touched on a lot of bases, but I need people to understand the direction that it was going in. Brother Kruger, would you, if you don't mind, to text me and let me know your number so I'll be able to link you in real soon too, brother. Pay attention to these words, family. Cutting prison population in half could save Mississippi millions of dollars. They spoke on the fact that they could save $350 million by 2025. The backing of this article, the people that's behind this article, is the ACLU. And they came up with a project by the name of the Blueprint for Smart Justice Project. Okay? And this project says that they'll be able to reduce the prison population by 8,700 inmates. For those family members who have inmates on the inside, and for those inmates who may have a way of listening right now, understand this. As they stated, it's 19,000 inmates within the penal system in the state of Mississippi. All right. This woman, Jennifer Riley Collins, I say Jennifer Riley Collins is her name. She gave a lot of facts in this article. She spoke on things herself in the interview, saying that Mississippi is third in the country of people locked up each day. Third in the country. And she labeled this an addiction to prison. That is, think about that. The prison got to the point to where it seems that to the public that people have become addicted to it. Okay, facts are 392% is increased that much since 1980. The population of the prison system in Mississippi has increased 392% since 1980. Okay, again, I say this woman said and referred to this as an addiction to prison. So addiction is something that, you know, somebody craves, something that you got to have, right? So it's society has got to the point to where people are craving imprisonment. You know, there's a lot of saying, like, you know, you people throwing rocks into prison like that. But actually, in actuality, if you look at the world now, you can understand why prison is populated the way it is. But moving on with that, their purpose and goal was to provide education, infrastructure, and economic stimulation to the penal system. All right? We're trying to dissect this article, if y'all don't mind. Just give me a few seconds. I'm trying to make a point. And if anybody's trying to contact me right now, y'all can hit me up on my line, 2601-258-0230. Hit me up. Krug, I'm looking for your number. Text me and let me know what your number is, fam, for sure. With that being said, moving forward, okay, blacks, African Americans make up 34% of the population in the world, but they make up 65% of the prison population. Okay, in this article, she speak of racial disparities. A disparity is a discrepancy, right? It's an imbalance, like something very different of a large amount, like a great difference. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, discrimination, racial discrimination, we might say, under racial discrepancies. In prison population is what they're trying to fix. Okay? This whole article, this whole thing was about them coming together and finding a way to cut prison population. You know what I'm saying? To make things better. Because, for one, you have to look at these people and saying to each other, look, we are in debt. We don't have money like this. The legislature is not giving us enough money to get this done, to get that done, to do this. So now it's the point to where you're looking at it like the people on the inside and the outside who don't know, everybody's screaming MDOC, MDOC, MDOC. But this is a point that's proven that it also plays a part with these people who we vote for each and every day who make these decisions. And I'm going to prove that also again in this article to make these changes that need to be made. These people had a plan, and I agree from reading it. I agree with their plan, but I also want you people to pay attention to the words of this also. Okay. They're talking about comprehensively reforming the state's extreme minimum and maximum sentencing laws and sentence enhancements for people with prior convictions. Okay, all you guys who what you call habitual offenders, things of that nature. Okay, they're speaking of y'all guys also, right? Okay, they're trying to find ways to reduce these sentences for guys like that's in those categories. Okay, all these things are good, right? And it's a solution that's relying upon, listen, voters, policymakers, communities, and criminal justice advocates.
again, I in the beginning, I said pay attention to the wording. These people really gave in this article an opportunity for change to be made. All right, you have to understand people like these, like you know, they, you know, civil liberties union, yeah, they supposed to be for us. But these people also, you know, in certain situations, you have to understand that everybody is entitled under different circumstances sometimes. In order for certain people to get in a certain position, they have to do certain things. So you never know what a person's intentions is when you're dealing with them. But these people are supposed to be for, you know, civil liberties union, for us, right? Okay. So in order for them to be able to be in a position to make this happen, because Mississippi has fought so many laws and bills and stuff that's been presented to them, there had to be some type of deal made, some type of understanding made. So we have to look at the fact of what MDOC is getting also. You understand? If these people are speaking and fighting for us, you have to look at it like what the Department of Corrections is getting, right? Okay. They stated in the article that the ACLU briefing on the report will be coming in a couple weeks. My opinion is that some people need to be on board about this. Some people need to be on board so that the thoughts and struggles and the complaints and all these things that the inmates are going through are placed right there on the table with these people that's going to present these things. And that stuff can be, you know what I'm saying, basically like a reminder of what's going on. Everybody will know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be able to implement everything that needs to be implemented into that situation as far as writing that bill and making sure that everybody's satisfied within the penal system, because a lot of the things that the taxpayers are paying for, the inmates are not receiving. You got a lot of people out there that just pay their money, they just go about their day and their life. They don't really realize what their money's going towards. Like, it should matter that your money's being taken, it's being stolen, because these guys are not being provided with the things that they're supposed to get. Also, some intel that came in this week was like MDOC Commissioner Patricia Hall. She requested for $67 million for medical expenses, but the legislature only approved $65 million. Okay, we have this investigation. Federal guys have stepped in on this, if anybody didn't know about that. In terms of finding out why guys are dying, we've had like 15 deaths, like, in a very short period of time. And they're focused on that, but that also is going to open up doors to find out other things too that can be attached. So this can be a main and very vital time right now for people to come together and do what they need to do to get the attention that needs to be placed on this penal system, because it's corrupt. We dealt with this for a minute now. This isn't brand new. You know, we was doing this last year, and the same thing still stands, man. You know, the Mississippi Department of Corrections is not, you know, taking care of these guys the way they're supposed to. They're really not. They're really not doing what they're supposed to. And it's sad. It's really sad, man, because guys really shouldn't be subjected to living that way. They shouldn't. This woman, Mrs. Collins, Riley Collins is her last name. You have to understand the things that she said on the table. If you read the article, and I like the way Ms. Lou wrote that article. If you read that article, it really gives you an opportunity to see so much in just a small amount of words. Now watch this. It really broke down the entire situation of what guys are going through. And it provided information and intel about this, but it also gave a solution and inside of a hint to me. I look at it like a hint, but like the point where it says, the solution is relied upon voters, policymakers, communities, and criminal justice advocates. Excuse me. The voters are parents, loved ones, friends, you know, taxpayers out there. You know what I'm saying? These everyday people. You know what I'm saying? These are the people that have the ability to go and say, look, you know, I vote for you every year. You know, I believe in you. I feel like you're the one going to make sure that things are taken care of in your jurisdiction, you know. This stuff is going on inside the prison system. We really think you guys need to look into this, and something needs to be done. We have evidence to prove this, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like, these are these type of people. But did you see what the words that I placed in that situation? These are the things that need to be said. You understand what I'm saying? The woman really was telling the public in this article what needs to be done and who needs to be spoken to get assistance to get these things done. Okay? Policymakers. That's legislators. Politicians. You know what I'm saying? These are people that write the bills every day, you know, every session. And last year we were discussing getting together with some people and trying to get some bills wrote for these guys passed so that they'll be able to be afforded, you know, the things they're supposed to have and be treated fairly and justly. And things faded away because there was so much going on. So many guys and situations that, and things deterred us from accomplishing our goals. But we won't be deterred. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to be encouraged and understand that we won't be deterred. Communities. It says communities. Again, that's everyday people. That's family. That's loved ones. That's friends. That's people that you grew up with, you know. These are people that you can reach out to assist you. If you can call these people and talk to them about what Fred and Donna did last week and what Michael and Jimmy did, you know, you can really talk to them about a situation that's going on that can save lives. Please keep in mind that 15 people that have lost their lives within the MDOC system in a short period of time. That's not normal. So this is something that needs to be discussed. This is something that needs to be looked into, you know, and we have to understand that because it's not really a matter that you can't look at outside of being genocide. The evidence that these guys presented last year, the evidence that they're going to present this year, is the same. It's really then got worse. From feeding habits, the living conditions, mold, mildew, insufficient water to drink. I mean, insufficient medical attention. All these things, it's worse. It gets worse. It don't get better, you know. And these guys are surviving in these type of situations. And on top of that, they put them on lockdown to where they're unable to make commissary. They can't get visitation and things of that nature. So it's like, how are they rehabilitated? Well, you're not allowing them to get an education. You're not allowing them to even get a haircut. You know what I'm saying? How are these guys supposed to get out into society to be positive and productive when you cage them and punish them the entire time? Guys come off of lockdown and will be back on lockdown in a matter of weeks and stay on lockdown for a matter of months. This is unheard of, but so much is going on in America on the outside that people don't get a chance to understand how guys are suffering on the inside. And that's our goal here at the Movement 720. We strive to open the eyes and the ears of the people that don't know. They don't know these guys are suffering. You know what I'm saying? And they really need to really get somebody on the inside to investigate what's going on because, like, there's so much that can be said and so much that can't be said. Understand that we speak on behalf of these guys and understand that their safety and their well-being is important. But they're human beings, and they should be treated that way. And nothing and no one should stop them from being treated that way. With that being said, I also want to say one more thing. Accountability. When you want change, when you want reformation, when you want to stop the disparities, you have to be accountable. You have to know what your purpose and your goal is, and you have to make yourself and everyone around you accountable for succeeding and accomplishing that goal and that purpose. You have to. There's no way around that. Availability, responsibility, answerability. Accountability is a word that's really overlooked as far as its importance. You know what I'm saying? How can you have understanding or anything that goes along with that, you know, without accountability? It's being able to be depended on. A lot of times we push for movements, we push for results, but we don't want to give those actions that come behind it. Like, we don't want to put in the work for it. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to get anything accomplished if you don't first believe in yourself, believe in the people that surround you, and believe that you can make it happen. We have to start being accountable for our actions, man. When we say that paperwork needs to be filed so that you have a paper trail on how you're being treated, you guys on the inside, that needs to be done. When guys say that they're going to come together and everybody's going to stop working or whatever they decide to do, that needs to be done in an effort of unity. Everybody has to be on the same page. You can't get assistance if only one person is getting contact to their family on the outside and complaining about it, letting them know what's going on. It's going to take everybody to try to do that. You know what I'm saying? And guys have to be understanding of that. They have to understand what their position is in all of this. They have to. There's no way around it. When you have a situation where you have the federal people to come in and do an investigation like that, it's very serious. But what I'm trying to get people to see is the things that they don't know about, that they haven't wrote articles about yet. You know, these guys on the inside have an opportunity to let that be known so that, for one, changes can be made. Two, they can be compensated for it because they deserve it. Three, for one, the correction system will be corrected. This is something that's necessary. This is something that has to be done. And this is something that I wish you people pay attention to, because it's getting to a point now, man, where it's sad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys are suffering unnecessarily, and they shouldn't have to. I appreciate you people for tuning in. I want you people to look that article up. It's on Mississippi Today. It was wrote by Michelle Liu. The name of the article, or the title of the article, is called Cutting Prisons Population in Half Could Save Mississippi Millions of Dollars. I'm going to also let my guys reference to this also when they come on. We're going to get ready to go into our first break of the show. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Once again, that background noise, y'all know how it is in the box, man. Plus, it's a football Sunday, the first weekend. So, you know, it's going to be a little noisy, man. But y'all, I appreciate y'all for riding along so far. This is OG Handling the Business, a.k.a. Mr. Bim Bam. We finna play a little Kevin Gates for a little second, man, and go on his little first break. Cool, I'm getting with you, bro, right now, fam. It's all love, y'all. Ride with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
No matter what, man. Ain't no crime.
You ain't gotta tell me it hurts, man.
I know it hurts.
To lose somebody you really love and they not dead.
Dug it up and roll.
But she dead to me.
Yeah.
Love you with all my heart. I swear to God I do. So I forgive you. But I never forget what you did.
I'm not a human being. And I came up from nothing. Just imagine that. Now I got my own. Just imagine that. Try to take it from me. I ain't got it back. I lost day one. Just imagine that.
I got it all. Chopping game with the president. We on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota.
Right.
I swear that I'm flying. It ain't no denying. I'm trying to, yeah. We going up. Got another female. See, she want to write nothing.
Yeah.
I told her I ain't coming. You gon' have to pipe down. I'm in the studio. I'm on the ground right now. Like right now.
And I came up from nothing. Just imagine that. Now I got my own. Just imagine that. Try to take it from me. I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, no, I got it all, just imagine that.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sipping on, we never said it, give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm selling Malcolm X recipes. Out of bread, Japanese red stitch, them jeans. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna, yeah, we can squeeze you. When I'm alone on my track, I was sad at the wall. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, sent a dick by the fraud.
I fell off.
I got up. In Brooktown, in the bed, water looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep a cool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Richard ever call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about.
time fly fast. I'm through the bands counting up. I'm no longer poking Carolina. Had to switch the route. Turn the beat up. I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some self. Dope game veteran. Cocaine seller. Hey, you right. Got Roy move better. 2 grand, quiet nine. Make the dog fool better. The one take a one, do a meal, no pressure.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling
oh,
like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me.
The movement's
I remember
20,
when
y'all.
They used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
All good. All right, we're back, y'all. Check us out, y'all. I want to say this, too, real quick. All right. This is a new show. We got some changes that we made in the show. As y'all know, when we first started this show, we had Sister Monique on, and she ended up having to move on. She ended up moving, and, you know, we wish her the best of luck. And then we had Sister Shay on, which she's still on. We're going to have other guys on, other females on that's going to be guests, not just guests, but they're going to be co-hosts on the show also. We're going to try to, you know, just say spice things up a little bit to keep the interest of the show. So this is really our first show. We're really not doing this show in the format of what we usually would do. It's just the fact that we have so many guys that was interested in the show, and we have so much of a need to bring this show back at this moment in time for those guys behind the wall that we decided to go on and get it started. So do know next week or this week coming up, we will be prepared with a special guest for the show, and we're going to do the topic thing and everything that comes along with that. So we appreciate y'all for calling in and being a part of our show, man. With that being said, I'm still waiting on Brother Krueger. He got some itineraries and things that he's taking care of, him and Shy. I'll get a text message. Y'all give me 1 second. Okay. All good, family. Okay, but with that being said, man, you know, we always try to get those guys on the inside, you know, send an opportunity to speak on their own behalf. You know, like I said, this show is like a platform. We give those on the inside an opportunity to have a voice. And we're hoping that somebody that's listening will take the words of these guys to heart, you know what I'm saying, as they go about their day after the show's over with. And I got to say this, like, a lot of times we watch the news and all they show is, like, inmate found with contraband. Inmate discovered with this, inmate discovered with that. He did this, he did that. They never show really truly, like, the other side. And this show is sort of like that because it's only fair. People need to understand that everything is not like it sounds. I just say it plain like this. Do you think that the federal people are the Federal Bureau of Investigations investigating the MDOC if they felt like they was doing everything like they supposed to be doing? This is a common sense thing right now. You see what I'm saying? Shy, if you're online, just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, just give me 1 second. If you're online, Shy, I think I'll see you too. Hit me up, fam. Hit me up. Okay, all good. Yeah, man, you think these people would be investigating MDOC if they really felt like, you know what I'm saying, everything they were doing was right with the MDOC? It's got to be something going on wrong, you know? And the way these guys are treated, the things that they go through is like heartbreaking. It really is, you know what I'm saying? And nobody has really just rightfully stood up, you know, with the exception of people coming together, you know, protesting and having movements to fight against these things. Nobody's really just been a voice, you know what I'm saying, a solid, strong, consistent voice for these guys. And it's not about them being locked up, because everybody that's locked up is not guilty. Let's get that understood right now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's locked up is not guilty. There's a lot of situations that happen in life, and we'll be talking about that forever, that can place a person in prison. But they're human beings. These guys are fathers, sons, grandsons, uncles, brothers,
you know, best friends, whatever. They're important to somebody, you know, and they deserve a chance to be treated like human beings, like everybody else. Understand when that judge gives these guys time, that's punishment right there. That's punishment. When you take a person away from their family and their freedom where they can't do nothing when they want to and how they want to, that is punishment for years at a time. So to put them in situations where they can't wash their clothes properly or eat properly or take a shower properly or groom themselves properly or take care of their health properly, that's not right. That's double jeopardy. That's inhumane. That's cruel and unusual punishment. You know what I'm saying? These are all of these things. And the fact that these guys have been going through this stuff for decades, you know, under the nose of the public, you know, it's not fair. And it's time that people come up and stand together and do something about this. It's really time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I want to let a caller come in and elaborate on some things. I'm going to try to see if we can get some guys in right now. Hold on one second, y'all. Okay. It is Shaq.
Hey, man, how you doing, bro? I'm here. What's going on, fam?
All good, fam. I wanted to give you an opportunity, fam, to speak to the listeners and give them your take on just what you feel about what guys go through inside the prison system, man. Right now, in the state of...
Yeah, right now, fam, I say this here, bro. You're pretty much hitting it right on the head. And I do want to say, first of all, for the record, man, I want to tip my hat to a brother such as yourself, man, for the platform, what you're putting down, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're giving these brothers, I'm saying, a medium, all of us a medium to express ourselves and to be heard. You know what I mean? And that's important. And that's what actually the main thing, one of the main problems that we have in the MDLC is our voices are not heard. It's definitely not respected or considered, you know? Pretty much everybody understands it's all about economics. You know, that's what a lot of these guys' lives have been sacrificed for because, you know, good medical care is sacrificed for economics. You know, our rights, you know, everything is just all about money. You know what I mean? And I've been down a long time like yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an older guy. And I just see that, you know, a lot of things that's going on, fam. It's like it's getting worse. It's because guys are not speaking up. You know what I mean? It's because guys are not willing to, well, what they feel like, sacrifice these, you know, these things that these trinkets, as we call it, these pacifiers that we have. You know what I mean? And when folks playing that too now, they played that hand, you know? But it is important, though, for guys to start standing up, man, start speaking up and come together as one, man. That's what we need to do. You know what I mean? We need to do that. I was a little bit off board. You got me on board with that. I mean, remember I just text you one sometimes, like, man, I don't know, bro. And it was just like I got to listen to you and I think Ball G, and y'all made some good points, man. And it's just really what it is. Man. Ain't nothing too small or too big right now, man. We just got to do what we got to do, fam. Or it's only going to continue to get worse, bro. That's really what I wanted to say, man. So we got to speak up. And be heard.
Good. I got a question I want to ask you, Shaq. How do you feel? For us guys who've done time, for all the people who don't know about how doing time in MSP, which is Parchman, how your outlook, the living conditions, what if somebody were to ask you a question like, what are the living conditions inside Parchman, what would be your response?
I tell them all the time, it's barbaric. When you think about anything in Mississippi, unfortunately, you don't think of the word state-of-the-art, modernistic. Futurist. No, that doesn't apply to Mississippi, man. This is way behind, man. This is literally just, I guess, a half a step above slavery, fam. I mean, you know, we know where we are. We warehouse right here, you know. And we're treated, you know, by our own, unfortunately. That's what's so bad about it. That's our own that's really doing worse, doing so harmful to us. I've been in some prisons that's what they call ran by mostly white people. And service and things are a lot better. But at MSP, man. You got water issues, you know what I'm saying? You can't, like you just speaking on, you can't even, you got dead land water around, you got pesticide, pest issues. I mean, you know, everything you can think of, fam, you know, that not supposed to be exists. But, you know, guys still trying to keep their head up and still be trying to move forth and live. But it is really hard, man. It's really, it's barbaric. That's just what I like to say, you know?
All good, all good, Shaq. We appreciate you, fam. We appreciate you. Anything else you'd like to elaborate?
No, man, just keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know what I mean? I want to tip my hat to you, fam. Keep it up, fam. Don't let nobody tell you you're doing a good thing, bro. I respect it. You hear me? It's love.
All
always
good.
12, fam.
12, brother. Oh, brother Shaq, man. We appreciate him for calling in and giving his take. Always good to speak with that brother, man. Very positive individual. Y'all, I want to say this, like seriously, though. You have to be strong. You have to be a really, really strong individual to be a father, love your kids, and try to be a part of your kids' lives. A husband or a boyfriend, a son, because all of these people, mothers, children, wives, girlfriend, they're depending on you. I'm speaking in terms of putting yourself in the shoes of these guys that's locked up, if y'all listening. You have all these responsibilities. And a lot of people on the outside will feel like when you get locked up, those things fade away. The actuality of you not being physically there may be gone. But guys on the inside still strive to be good fathers, good husbands, boyfriends, and children. They strive to be that. You know, when I say children, I mean, you know, respectful to your parents and there for your parents in any kind of way that you can be. They're still striving to keep that normalcy about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Being that so much of your freedom has been taken away from you, and so much of the things that you love has been taken away from you. And on top of that, you have to fight just to survive, not physically as far as, you know, fighting and things of that nature. I'm speaking in terms of surviving everyday living. What you eat, how you eat it, what you drink it, you know, how you take care of yourself. All of that stuff is in jeopardy when you're housed within these walls. Understand that. Like, you can't drink this water because you can see particles in it floating around. You don't want to get sick. You seen this person drink the water and he got sick. You seen this person all of a sudden very healthy die, and don't nobody know how this person died, but all you know is they was complaining about their stomach. Okay, and everybody that's complaining about their stomach was drinking this water or ate this certain meal. Please explain to me, MDOC, how 15 people have lost their lives without hardly no type of explanation but natural causes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to look at that as severe. You have to look at that as something serious. You have to put a question mark behind that. Something isn't right. In the morality, the strength of these guys, you know what I'm saying, to still hold their head up and still be positive and productive individuals and try to be leaders and be examples is something to tip your hat to. You know, they got locked up. No, that's not the way to look at that, because these guys are going home also too. A lot of them are. And they're going to be a part of the same society that everyone else is. And, like, you got to understand, they have to make it to that stage, and once they make it to that stage, they have to be rehabilitated. But how can they be going through these type of things? It takes a strong individual. So that support from the outside, it's well needed. It's a necessity. It's a necessity to keep these guys built up and strong and keep their minds focused, because it's a lot that people have to bear behind these walls. And hopefully, when these people investigate, if they truly investigate everything, the truth to come out. Also, with the help and accountability of the inmates behind the walls, doing what they need to do to get their story told. This is very, very important, man. I need y'all to understand that. This woman, Jennifer Riley Collins, in my opinion, I feel like the only way to find out if she's sincere is to be there. Make phone calls. Call the ACLU, ask to speak to Jennifer Riley Collins on the behalf of whatever inmate that you have that's within the system, loved one, family members, or whatever, and say, ma'am, okay, we have evidence that this is going on in Portsmouth. These guys are living like this. We're going to eventually be able to get pictures and this and that. We have complaints where they haven't been responded to. They're getting no assistance. I feel for their safety and well-being, and if they have to be housed in this place future, not for their lives, but as far as how they're being treated with the staff members, how they're having to live, the water they're having to drink, the food they're having to eat, being fed at 11 o'clock at night for dinner, 7 to 8 o'clock for lunch. That's crazy. It's really barbaric, like Shaq said earlier. And if this woman is serious about this, she will give you the which I feel like she did in this article. Well, she'll give you more advice, contacts, and things to lead you in the right direction and share information. Once you get something accomplished, you share that information so the next person will be able to get that accomplished also. Everybody has to be accountable. Everybody has to do something. You can't sit back and say, man, I'm tired of this, and you're not doing nothing. You have to be somebody that's able to say, you know what, I'm finna make it happen. If they don't want to do no paperwork, I'm finna do the paperwork. Be an example. Plant a seed. Something that'll grow. You know what I'm saying? It has to be, if it's a domino effect, man, you know what I'm saying? It has to be some type of way of starting to link in the chain to where guys say, okay, we're finna come together and we're finna stop all these atrocities going within this penal system, man. It's time out for it. It's time out for it. Guys passing out, having heat strokes and stuff like that because they don't have no ventilation, no AC in these buildings for these guys. It's supposed to be getting iced 3 times a day. They're only getting the 1. All of this stuff is being paid for. Where is it going? There's so many questions that need to be answered, but all you hear is the inmates are getting contraband in the prison. That's all they focus on. That is nothing but a smoke screen to keep them people from being having to explain why guys are not receiving the things they're supposed to receive within this prison system. It's a must that we understand. 392% growth since 1980. I go back to what she said, addiction to prison. You have to break this cycle, man. We talked about it. We had a whole show about this last year called Breaking the Cycle. We have to break this cycle and start showing people the front gates. Instead of showing these inmates the next zone, the next cell, or the next bunk or rack or whatever, let's start showing people the way to get to those front gates. All of these inmates housed within MSP have lawsuits dealing with the living conditions and the way they live in medical, everything that's attached, all of them have lawsuits. So guess what? That's what need to be the main focus. Filing complaints. Keep making extra copies. Make that effort if you got a handwriting. Make that extra copy so you will have proof. Look, I filed a complaint about this on such and such date and time, and I have not received a response. Some guys have file complaints, and it's been 6 or 7 months now, and they haven't even got a response. That's not cool. That's not cool. It's like they turn a blind eye to it, and they don't care at all. You know what I'm saying? And we need to focus more on making sure that that's exposed. We got to. Starting next week, we'll be focusing on more topics, things that's going to help assist and prepare these guys on the inside with movements that's going to help them get change, some changes made within the penal system and their conditions and their environments, because they're getting paid for it. We just got to find out what they're doing with it. We need you to reach out to your communities, your families, your loved ones, and let them know about the show. Let them know that we'll be airing once a week. As of now, we'll be having special guests as always. The itinerary and the plan for the show will go as always. There'll be a few more changes made to kind of make you more comfortable with the show. And we're going to be a little bit more informative. We try to teach and reach on every single show to show that we're a positive, productive movement and allow you guys to learn what we learn, to learn together. There are some things that I found out today that kind of shocked me. And I was glad and I was able to share that with you tonight. I thank y'all for calling in and being a part of the show. I want to give an opportunity right now to allow. I see a few callers online right now. Hold on 1 second. Y'all know how I do. Y'all got to forgive me now. It's his OG head of that business. Y'all know what's going on. I really supposed to be jamming right now, you heard me? But we gotta get this thing going like it's supposed to be going. I wanna say something else too. I got a text from Shay. She told me to inform y'all that she will be back next week. She appreciates y'all guys for tuning in. She apologized. Well, I don't know why she apologized for being sick. And that excuse me, she has a surprise for the callers and the listeners. I kind of know about it, so I don't want to spoil it. But we're trying to work on ways to better the show. But also, like, when you leave, when you listen, when you hang up from listening to this show, we want you guys to, like, the things that's being discussed, to keep it in your mind, because it'll be like you're wasting time. You sat on the phone for a whole hour and you didn't learn anything from that. That's not the type of show that we bring. We bring something that's going to be something that you're going to think about and hold within you. Because if you don't have a heart and you don't care about a person being treated less than a human, then you might have to look in the mirror at yourself. You know what I'm saying? We keep it all the way clean, cut, straight up, knowing forward here on this show. And we speak our mind and our hearts, man. It's time that people start standing up and caring about one another. You know, these babies, it's a baby out there right now that need that dad because he's locked up. You know what I'm saying? And the situation is, it's not that baby's fault. And in some instances, it's not the dad's fault. Maybe made a poor decision, you know, but probably didn't commit no crime at all. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep those things in mind, that it's important that these people are able to function properly and keep themselves mentally and physically, you know, prepared so that they can go home and continue being a father. They don't need to go out there and be a messed up individual. That's going to be that's going to reflect upon that child and that child's behavior. You know what I'm saying? All those things play a part. It's connected. So we have to build these guys up behind these walls. We have to stand behind them, encourage these guys to be positive, productive citizens so that their kids will have an example to go by, that they'll be encouraged by somebody that they really look up to and want to hear and see it from, their dad, their parents. You know what I'm saying? We really have to care about that. I really truly appreciate y'all for calling in, man. It's been a blessing, man. I see a call on the show, man. I'm trying to see if I can tune them in right now. If they're going to speak or not. Hello? 228-627? Y'all know I don't say the last four digits of the numbers out of respect.
Yeah, I'm on deck, fam. Dirty Money.
Oh, good, fam. How you doing tonight?
Man, it's been very informative, man. I actually took a few notes to share with the guys
good.
Here at this facility, man. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Hey, man, I do want to say this too, fam. This right here, and I'm seeing a text from Brother Kruger right now. This right here was really to jump off shoulders, kind of let people know what we do and how we do it. But we're going to really, like, be very informative on the next show like we always do. While you are taking notes, I want to say this for everybody online before I finish with you, Dirty Money. That website is www.changemoralityforthepeople. That's changemoralityforthepeople.com. changemoralityforthepeople.com. That's a website that's for those guys that's behind these walls. I want y'all to look into that very, very carefully, man, and really take your time and show some attention to it, because it's a very informative site. We have another one. That's the movement. Site123.me. That's the movement. Excuse me, y'all. The movement 720.site.me. We have a lot of things that's connected with this show. Dirty Mind, I want to ask your opinion. What you think that needs to be discussed as far as enlightening the people on what goes on inside the penal system?
You know, I started my incarceration 20 years ago, in Parchman, Camp 29, Elf Building, Red and White. And, you know, as the brother said, man, the conditions were barbaric then as well as now. And, you know, from 20 years ago and now, the conditions have gotten worse. And I can only imagine how it'll be 20 years from today. You know, I was there when the people knock you down out there on the long line and let the horses stomp all over your head. When you go out there and work 10 hours a day and you got to drink, you know, brown water out of the water cooler. You know, I wouldn't even treat my dog that bad, let alone another human being. You know, the whole purpose of having a Department of Correction is to correct you. You know, they're supposed to put you in a position, you know what I mean, to change your mind frame to reduce the rate of recidivism of you coming back to prison. But when you throw a human in a barbaric situation and you force him to adapt to the situation, you're making a barbaric. And I think that's the greatest reason for the high rate of recidivism, because once you show a person that they can adapt to a situation, it's no big deal anymore, because guess what? You know that you can do it. The difference in the state penal system versus the federal penal system is that the federal penal system, they're going to put you in a position where you can learn. You're going to have unlimited access to a library. You're going to have unlimited access to newspapers. You're going to have unlimited access to computers, because the federal system is designed where I don't want to see you again. The state system, when you leave, they're going to say that within the next 12 months that this individual will be back. And the reason that's being because we haven't taught you anything. We haven't taught you any social skills to where you can readapt to society when you get out. So I think as a whole, that's the main reason why a lot of guys come back to the state prison, because they haven't been taught anything. You know, and what you don't teach yourself, you pretty much you won't get, because the system is not designed to teach you. The system is just designed to keep you out of society for an allotted, you know, period of time.
All good. Hey, I really appreciate that Dirty Money, man. Hold on 1 second, family. We're closing in on the end of the show, y'all. Show ends at 7 o'clock. It's 6:57, almost 6:58 right now. Dirty Money, you are absolutely correct. I had the same discussion with somebody not too long ago about how rough, you know, it was with Parchman from back in the day. And it's still the same now. It's just things have changed. You know, it's still slavery. It's just modern-day slavery. But it's amazing how two different individuals can get on and say the same thing in different words. There's clarity in that. You know what I'm saying? There's proof in that. And I want the listeners to understand that this show is founded on doing something about that, bringing awareness about that, empowering people to stand up against that, opening people's eyes up to what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do here. This is what we're about. We don't do this for no credibility. We don't do this for no shine. We don't get paid for this. We do this because we care about the people, man. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, this has been the Movement 720, season number 2, first episode. Y'all, we appreciate y'all for calling in. We appreciate y'all for being a part of this show. We love our people, man. We hope our people love us back. We will be back next week. We will be doing our thing for sure, the way we usually do it, we're supposed to do it, y'all. So we appreciate y'all for bearing in with us. But know one thing, we'll be on and popping the OG Hunting That Business. We'll be on deck with the Bim Bim next week. We appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, man. God bless y'all, family. Y'all have a blessed day and blessed night.
All good, family. All good.
All good, brother.